Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, I'm asking the question, have you ever been obsessed with a famous person? But before we discuss that topic, let's take a look at some key words. So these are some words that I'll be using in today's episode that you might not know. So listen carefully for the following. I'm going to give you just the words now, and then at the end, we'll take a look at what they mean and how I use them. The first is a verb, stalk, S-T-A-L-K, stalk. Next, we have a noun, crush, C-R-U-S-H, crush. And finally, another noun, usher, U-S-H-E-R, usher. Okay, those are the key words. If you'd like to read along while you listen, the transcript is available on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. So if you're interested, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. And there you'll find all the details about how you can join. And you'll also find a video tutorial. Every week I do a tutorial, and this week's tutorial is all about how we use the passive voice with the word being. So being and the passive. But you might want to listen out for that in today's episode too. Okay. Have you ever been obsessed with a famous person? When I was younger, I wanted to be famous. I remember watching the reality TV show Big Brother and thinking, I would love to be on this show, win it, and get rich and famous. Now, I can't think of much worse than being famous. The idea of losing my privacy, always being bothered by fans and paparazzi, it makes me very uncomfortable. And for the really famous, there's an even more uncomfortable possibility, being stalked. On Sunday's episode of my other podcast, Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News, I talked about a Brazilian woman who has been jailed for 14 weeks for sending 8,000 letters to the pop star Harry Styles. These letters included handwritten notes and even wedding cards. Perhaps she's been dreaming of getting married to the singer. This woman, who was 35 years old, by the way, so not a teenager, is clearly obsessed with Styles. When this happens, the person believes that their celebrity crush will fall in love with them if they have the opportunity to meet. It's not the sort of behaviour you would expect from an adult. I remember as a teenager, probably around 14 years old, having a crush on a pop star who was the same age as me at that time. I somehow managed to find her MSN Messenger contact details. For those too young or too old to know what that is, it was basically like Facebook and WhatsApp combined. Embarrassingly, I wrote to the singer and chatted to her briefly before she blocked me. I can only justify my behaviour by reminding myself of my age at the time. It is particularly common for teenagers to do weird things like that. I used to work at a theatre as an usher, and the production on at that time was a dance show featuring the guy who had just won Britain's Got Talent, a teenage boy. Every night, hundreds of screaming teenage girls would arrive at the theatre. It was chaos. A few of the girls asked if I knew the famous dancer personally. One girl even asked me to pass on a letter she had written. Fame comes at a price. You lose your privacy, and risk becoming the object of an obsession. But whatever age we or our loved ones are, it's important to remember that celebrities are just normal people and really don't want to be bothered. I hope that Harry Styles can enjoy his life in peace as much as possible. Have you ever been obsessed with a famous person? Okay. So, hopefully that has given you something to think about there. Maybe you could think back to when you were a teenager. Maybe you had a crush on a famous person. Let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start, including that word crush, which we'll get to in a moment. But the first word was stalk. And I made reference to a news story about a woman who has been stalking the singer Harry Styles. So to stalk means to follow a person as closely as possible without being seen. Okay, next, that word crush. So to have a crush on someone means to like someone romantically. So I was talking about obsessions and stalking, and I was saying that when someone becomes obsessed, they believe that their celebrity crush will fall in love with them. So a celebrity crush is a celebrity who you like in a romantic way. And the last word, usher. So I told you a story about when I was an usher at a theatre. So an usher is a person who shows people to their seats. Often this is at a theatre, but it could be a cinema, it could be a wedding, an usher. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. To get the full transcript of today's episode and to watch a video tutorial, head to patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. And if you want to listen to that news story that I mentioned about Harry Styles' stalker, then go to Sunday's episode of my other podcast, Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu. Okay, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.